This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The biz of biz. If you will, the business of being in business, part of our focus here as we get started during this hour of the Tuesday, November 17th. Happy birthday to my sister, who has turned 3 years younger than me. So there, how about that? Do you have memories? This is the DJV program, by the way. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Memories of, Victoria, I don't know that much about, Jennifer doesn't have brothers and sisters, so maybe this is a silly question. I guess I'm thinking about my sister. When she first came home, she had a tuft of black hair. I remember the little basket that she was in when my mother brought her home. And for some reason or other, I don't know what motivated me to do it, because I was, three or four at the time? Three. But I got a pair of scissors and I cut her hair off.
Oh, man.
So, but she and I are great friends today.
It's okay now.
Do you still cut her hair off or no?
No, no. She has long hair. I don't even know what color her hair is. How do you know? How do you know what color anybody's hair is these days?
Your younger sister has blonde hair.
Your
sister, your younger sister, at least when I met her, has blonde hair. And
nah,
your older sister
has blonde hair out of a bottle.
Right. And then your older sister has brown.
No, my older sister has gray.
Well,
she had
when I
brown.
Jeez, you are really unflattering to both your sisters.
Just trying to help you out. You asked me to know what color hair they had.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what I observed.
All right. Johnson & Johnson has started a new late-stage COVID-19 vaccine trial. How many does this make, then?
Three, at least?
Right.
Yeah, because AstraZeneca would have been the fourth, but then they've had, they're the ones who had the problem with the woman in her mid-30s in England who had the neurological setback. Well, it's actually more than a setback. It's a pretty serious side effect. So they stopped in England, and then they kept going, I think it's in Brazil, but I don't know where they stand. But they would have been the fourth major one.
There's three other things going on, too. I mean, there's a possibility that you could have three or four or five vaccines that are floating out there. What I thought was pretty stunning is that listening to the doctors from the Trump administration yesterday, they said that there could be 20 million Americans that already have the vaccine by the end of December, given the expedited FDA approval process. So that's something. I mean, to already be on that path. Now, that doesn't mean everybody gets it. And then Fauci apparently said yesterday, even if people have the vaccine, that we still have to wear the mask and social distance.
Let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. We'll blend this into the conversation. Over the years, I've had a number of specialists that I've had, as most people know who listen, you ladies know that I take care. I want to know what's going on in my body. And I've had, because of some issues that my mother had that are related to sort of COPD things, I've tried to get out in front of it so that it would not be a problem for me as I got older. And so I met this fellow who's in charge of the pulmonary unit at one of the Brigham and Women hospitals in Boston. And so I went to see him yesterday because I was having my annual checkup with him, and I've been to see every other doctor in the world, so I might as well go see him and have him give me a read on what happened. And during the course of our hour-long conversation, he brought me up to speed as to what his job has become. Again, he's a pulmonary, I forget, there's another word that goes with it, but it's not like specialist, but he's in charge of the pulmonary unit anyway. And as such, last March, when all of this got started, he was put in charge of the ICU unit and what became the COVID unit at the hospital. And they had 234 beds, he told me yesterday. And then they took over another branch of the hospital because at one point in time, they had over 300 people that were in there that were being treated for the COVID. This is, again, late March, early April. He was on duty from 7 in the morning until 7 at night, 7 days a week. He has still maintained that position. But when he looks at the numbers now and looks back to the numbers when he said, we really didn't know what we were confronting. We had some idea. And I asked him whether he used various drugs that we've talked about. And he said, yeah, he's used them all. And they had, you know, depending on how you learned how to use them, they were all very effective in their own way. But now he does this every other week, 7 to 7. And there were 234 plus whatever they had another unit, another wing that they took over for all of this. And he said in the first go round, about 20% of the people that had it would die. And every single one of them was compromised in some way or another. They had BMI issues. They were overweight. They had diabetes. They had pulmonary, you know, they didn't just die of COVID, although COVID was the killer, was the culprit in the end. And so now, looking at what he is dealing with when he does put his, he sees patients 1 week and then he does the ICU, or whatever they call that care unit now. And at the moment, they have 4 people in beds there that are being, what do you call it? Well, not intubated, but when they're on the ventilator, right? He says there are 4 people on ventilators where they had 200 and some odd on ventilators in late March, early April, and it went down from there. He said, yep, we're going to have another surge that'll last another couple of weeks. He's talking about Massachusetts now, but he certainly made observations about the country and the condition that things are in. People who are compromised are still going to have a problem going forward. But he said the vaccines, he's read all the literature. They have that because of that unit, because of the closeness to Moderna. The hospitals in the Boston area have been on top of the Moderna anyway, because they're located here, as a matter of fact, in my hometown of Framingham. So, and I heard yesterday as I was coming out of Boston, actually coming from his office, I was listening to the local news station, and they interviewed the guy who runs Moderna as to what was going on. He has a very thick German accent, but I could, you know, you can understand him enough to get where they were with the COVID vaccine. And he said basically what you just said, I think Jennifer or Victoria, whichever one of you said, that there could be 20 million people that have the vaccine by Christmas. They're all now on the fast track. They're all being taken care of, or they're all being pushed to have this thing. And I said to him, so is this too fast? Is it going to be, you know, are we going to have a problem with having these vaccines now that they're out of trial, or most of them will be by the end of this month or into the next month? And he said, no, there'll be enough that the way the drug makers are doing this, they have, like, in the Moderna thing is 94.5% of the people who have been treated with this have had success. And we're talking about 30, 40,000 people. So there's quite a long line of list of people who have gone through this and have come out of it. So I think that gives me, anyway, whether it gives you or anybody else, cause to be thankful. These antiviral vaccines have in the past been like 3-4 years. Sometimes it takes to get them approved. The fact that they're getting approved this way, the FDA and the people that are working on the government side, that this is the only thing they're doing. They're really only focusing on this period. So there's what they call an mRNA vaccine. And actually, Ken Cronin is going to be on later. Dr. Ken, associated with this program for a long time, to talk about these phase 3 trials for both Pfizer and Moderna, give us the safety data. But anyway, I think that's good news. I think it's time we had some good news here, because more and more companies, and look at the impact of this, the fact that some of the, another bunch of companies going out of business, Guitar Center is filing for Chapter 11 because of this. There are all kinds of stuff. I didn't realize they were based, Jennifer, in Westlake Village. I don't know why.
Yeah, actually, that's my cousin's husband. All of his friends, they all used to work at that Guitar Center corporate office. So
really?
Yeah, and yeah. It's right out of here. But yeah. I don't know. I think this is something we hear a lot about, the junk for President Trump and all of this. But I think this is one thing maybe we could all agree is something good that he did, and that is on January 13th, very early on, this was something that he initiated with these providers to start working on a vaccine. And the fact that we have a vaccine in, 11 months, basically, if he started it in January, literally 11 months to the day is what we're looking at. I think it was January 13th that he initiated all this stuff. that's a big deal. And I think for everyone who has criticized everyone's handling of this, I think that's something that is part of the legacy that whether he continues on or not, that's part of what he has done in his contribution to this fight. So,
yeah, I think that the business, there's a lot of stuff that has happened that's been meaningful, and there's a lot of stuff that's happened that's been meaningless. What I'm concerned about.
Isn't that always
about,
true?
No. Yeah, I think it is. When I see this stuff like a Guitar Center, and I look at some of the small businesses around me. A good friend of mine owns a restaurant, been a family business for almost 80 years. He's ready to call it quits. He can't make it work anymore.
Yeah, they just shut down California again yesterday, if not that it was really even ever open. And, I mean, what it's going to do to restaurants, I mean, forget about it.
Well, I think that this is a political thing, especially in California. And all of these people out there, in my estimation, are just thinking about their best interests politically rather than addressing the enormous economic and other challenges that are facing that state and the rest of the country. There's a lot of talk.
Well, and I think what's annoying is
talk
that
about
you've got
talk
the,
and rumors of talks, but who's doing
it? You've got the governor who's going to the French Laundry paying at least $300 a plate with people from outside of his household, 20-plus individuals, and the only reason
that's
he apologized is that the San Francisco Chronicle catches him. And then the latest story today is that California lawmakers who have who've issued a travel advisory to all of us not to travel, not to do anything, stay at home, don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Guess where they are today? They're in Maui. The California lawmakers held their conference in person in Maui. They had their annual gathering with their lobbyists and their lawmakers, and they're all hanging out at the Kailani Resort. I mean, it's
just abusive.
It's just so hypocritical.
That's what I just said about they're all interested in their best political interest, but they're not interested in what it is. The small business recovery package is sitting there and has been since August, and the egos and the self-interests of all of these people on both sides of the aisle in the way. And now we have this other, the surge, even though it may not be as bad physically for a lot of people, it has caused, as you've suggested, to shutdowns, restrictions. And so all these small businesses, if they have survived up to this point, may not be able to survive through another month or so.
How much more can
along
you take?
This.
That's
how
the
much
thing.
More
how
do
much
we need
more?
To take? How
right.
much more should we have to take under the circumstances? A lot of this crap has been completely irresponsible, not thinking it through. And so now there's a $2.2 trillion stimulus package just sitting there? So the opportunity
well,
is there.
Well, that's Mitch McConnell. Let's be honest.
Mitch McConnell. I don't give a damn.
Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi worked out the deal. I mean, they worked on the deal together, and Mitch McConnell will not take it to a vote.
There's
so I don't
plenty
know
of ownership
if you're living
for
in,
Pelosi in this
but if you're,
deal.
Okay, but they have a deal on the table. He won't even take it to a vote. He's in charge. He's in charge of the floodgate.
So Rubio apparently this is what's going on right now. We got a minute here. Rubio apparently has tried to get McConnell off of his butt, and they have a new EIDL, which is the PPP thing, that program. They want to do another one of those because we need one before the end of the year. But you know, it just the small businesses
that are
the backbone.
How are they not
country.
Furious with him?
Well, I think everybody ought to be.
There are a lot of restaurants in Kentucky.
I mean, it's the same thing it's the same thing in San Francisco. I mean, Nancy Pelosi iced the deal until the election.
So what are we doing about it? What's the average person doing? Yeah, we keep reelecting these idiots. It's 96%. I see a survey from the Small Business Association. 96% of the businesses that belong to this group are saying it's important for both parties to turn the page on all this crap and pass bipartisan legislation to. And that, again, how does McConnell or some of these other old fossils get elected and stay in power, whether they're Democrats or Republicans? Pelosi is another example of the problem. They've all been there too damn long. They have too much power, too much influence, too much control. And now we sit here we can't work this problem out. Apparently, we're all such children instead of adults. Put some pants on, big boy pants, and get this done. 21 after the hour.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Taylor Swift, we've had a week or two without her in our ear here, at least on the DJV program. A lot of other people have had her in their ear, and they like it, frankly. DJV time is 23, almost 24 after the hour. Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and you and Taylor Swift here. Scooter Braun has unloaded Taylor Swift's master recordings from his repertoires. He's the producer, right?
Yeah. He's Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande's manager. So he's
he
part of owner now in this.
Yeah, didn't he do something with her?
So
no,
she didn't
he hates,
own
they
these.
Hate each other.
He did.
Right.
Right. And that
yeah,
was
he,
the cause.
He bought her music without her knowing.
But didn't he do some kind of collaboration that caused their initial hate? What am I thinking of there? They did something, and then that's what made them hate each other, and then he bought her music, didn't he, out of retribution, or am I making that step up?
I don't know.
I have not heard that. I don't know.
To an investment fund for $300 million. He bought them 17 months ago, and Taylor Swift said she was grossed out by the deal at the time. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The company that he owns, Braun owns, is called Ithaca Holdings. They purchased all of the record company's big machine, which included her masters, bought the whole thing for $300 million. Now he sold just her part of it for $300 million. So she's now
That's
signed
a good
up
investment.
As... Yeah, sure is. Universal
well, with the
Music
new album, Folklore, just that broke records, and that was supposed to be like a little acoustic, folky kind of album, and it ended up being one of her biggest sellers. So, yeah, I mean, look, is he a good businessman? Of course. He made a lot
Probably
of money
yeah.
after owning her stuff, just like you said, Doug, for less than a year and a half. So, yeah,
yep.
that's a pretty good yep. return in the investment.
Yeah. Nobody talked to her about this. I would think that she probably has this kind of cash. She would have bought them herself. This sounds like a spite back and forth.
She wanted to, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she was like the Beatles when Michael Jackson bought their entire music catalog. They could have bought it themselves, but they didn't. Michael Jackson jumped in, so that was the end of the relationship that Jackson had with any members of the Beatles.
I'm actually surprised she signed this deal, because Big Machine... If I recall, so like a lot of people when they're young artists, they sign whatever deal because they just want a deal, right?
Yes, right. Yeah.
But I think that Big Machine, if I remember, that was like a company that Toby Keith and stuff, it, when she was still doing country, but it certainly wasn't her first album.
Tim McGraw's on Big Machine now.
Yeah. And so I don't think that they, it was her first deal. I think she had something else. So I'm surprised she signed herself into a deal like that, actually.
Well, anyway, she's not happy about it, you can imagine. There is that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. This is an investment fund, excuse me, who bought this, who bought her masters. I would not be surprised if she or her father have something to do with this new investment fund. I mean, that's what he does. He's a finance guy. So
I didn't know that, really.
Okay. Yeah, so he's an investment guy. So I would not be surprised if maybe they weren't involved somehow. I could be totally, I mean, that's speculation. Yeah. But if she moves forward and she doesn't re-record those first six albums, which she said she was actually going to start doing this month, if she doesn't do that, then that tells me she has now ownership of some of it. Okay. Yeah.
All right, another important singer is Miley Cyrus. We move into her sphere, revealing the track list for a new seventh studio album called Plastic Hearts, out at the end of this month. She posted the 12-song list to Instagram with a glam rock-inspired graphic, listed the songs in what looks like pink Sharpie. Along with posting the song names, Miley revealed the album's featured collaborators, including Dua Lipa on the song Prisoner, Billy Idol on Nightcrawling, Joan Jett on Bad Karma. Absent from the track list are her popular covers of Blondie's Heart of Glass and Cranberry Zombie, which were reported to be a part of the new album. So far, Miley has released one single from Plastic Hearts called Midnight Sky. She also released Edge of Midnight, a fan-made remix of the track that smashed it up with Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17. Is that what we're listening to now?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. We listened to this before. We thought it was pretty good, right?
Yeah, it goes well together.
Yeah, it does. Sounds good. All right, well, good luck to her as this comes out November the 27th. Coming up to 28 minutes after the hour now on today's PJV program with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the disputed 2020 election continues to be played out, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany shames Democrats for hypocrisy on Fox News.
4 years of investigating. We had a special counsel. We had the FBI, Peter Strzok, looking into this before the president was even president, trying to frame him, essentially. And then we barely scratched the surface when it comes to asking questions about voter fraud in our system. And I've had the whole White House press corps tell me mail-in voting is airtight. How dare you not trust the system? But we barely scratch the surface, and we get hundreds and hundreds of affidavits real, credible allegations of fraud?
From California to Pennsylvania, governors and mayors across the U.S. are removing American freedoms due to COVID-19. Their claim is COVID infections will get worse because of holiday travel and family gatherings over Thanksgiving. Their concern is to not overwhelm the healthcare system. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
One major retailer is making changes to its face covering rules. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under 2 are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The University of Miami is having its 3 remaining football games rescheduled because of coronavirus outbreaks. The game with Georgia Tech, originally scheduled for this Saturday, has been tentatively moved to December 19th. Next week's game at Wake Forest was pushed back to December 5th, and the clash with North Carolina will slide back to December 12th. There were 15 college football games postponed or canceled last week, pushing the total for the season to nearly 70. And if you've ever wanted to own an entire town, well, here's your chance. Nipton, California, a small historic railroad town near the Nevada border close to Las Vegas, is on the market. Whoever buys the town will be the owner of the town's 80 acres, which includes a general store, trading post, cafe, and a 5-room hotel. Nipton has about 20 full-time residents and usually a few visitors who come to stargaze, stop in the middle of a motorcycle ride, or just get out of the big city for a few hours. Nipton is on the market for an asking price of $2.75 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Turning the page onto another hour, well, actually, another half hour, we have notes from this person and that person already paying a lot of attention to what's going on. Here's Tuesday, November 17th. There is, I look at polls, see poll after poll after poll after poll, and one of them that I saw is a focus on what is there about your life that brings you absolute joy? And one person said, and I thought about this, we're getting into the Christmas season. Do you know the Hallelujah chorus from Handel's Messiah, Jennifer, Victoria? The Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. You know that chorus?
Sure. I mean, I've heard it, but yeah. Why?
It was interesting thinking about what it is that brings. I was thinking about what brought me joy, and that was one of the music brings me terrific joy.
Oh shucks, Dougie, thanks.
Huh?
What brings you joy, Zimmy?
Victoria? Both of
some,
you
it, no, it's some church hymn that he's talking about.
No, it's not. It's the Messiah. Don't you know the Messiah? Am I that out of touch with what people think who are, you know,
no, everyone knows that's a church hymn.
Don't know about the Messiah?
Yes,
it's not a church hymn. It's an oratorio. Well, it is sung in church.
It's sung in church.
Jennifer.
Okay, how does it go? I'm going to regret
the Hallelujah chorus. Hallelujah.
Phil, can you play it?
Find the Hallelujah chorus, would you please? Of course. While we talk about March Madness, which is going to be held in a single location, apparently. They're going to do what the other people in sports are doing.
The NBA was very successful with the bubble.
Right, yeah. So they had previously picked 13 sites across the country to serve as the preliminary round sites for March Madness next year, but they announced 68 teams will compete in one place at the end of April, or end of March, I guess, and into April. Staff are in talks with the state of Indiana and Indianapolis to host the entire tournament. What is there about that? Is it central location? Is that where they would have it there? I wonder. Seems to make sense.
Yeah, not only a central location, probably just a spot so that they can keep everybody. I mean, that seems to be the trend, at least, well, for all the sports except football.
Yeah. By the time we get to March and April, the worry about what, that's my prediction anyway, the worry about what we've been worried about for almost a year now will be pretty much in the rearview mirror. Meanwhile, I saw something else here, another example of why parents should not let their children play football. Did you see how badly Drew Brees was hurt? He got really sacked, whacked. He's the quarterback for the Saints. He broke his ribs. He has a collapsed lung. And when you can get hurt, you know, the neck and all the areas that are supposed to be protected, it just is really, I think parents need to see that sort of thing. Unless you live in Ohio or Florida or Texas, where did you say? So we were talking about this the other day, Victoria. There's another state, or Jennifer, you brought into. I see those three states as the ones that
those
are just.
Those are the three that people
gaga.
Think of. I mean, yeah, Alabama for sure.
Oh, Alabama.
But you know, New Jersey actually, people don't think of it, but New Jersey has one of the highest numbers of people in the NFL, of players in the NFL. They don't play football in New Jersey. They go everywhere else because Rutgers stinks. But it's everywhere. I mean, football is ubiquitous at this point in our country,
I was watching football this week for the first time because I actually haven't watched football all season. I'm not playing fantasy football, which is usually why I watch and pay more attention. And it's been a weird year. I think we can all agree on that. So I'm just not doing the stuff that I normally would have done. And so for the first time over the weekend, I was with my dad. And we watched just a little bit of the Chargers game. It was Chargers against Miami. And someone got laid out. I was thinking in my brain, and I don't know if it was you rubbing off on me, Doug, or what, but I was thinking in my brain, I mean, the guy got laid out so much that the coach comes out, everybody's checking on him, and then he kind of stands up, and you know he's doing like a system check where he's like moving his legs, he's like trying to march, then he's moving his shoulders, he's like testing everything out after he gets smacked. And I thought, what a weird sport where people knowingly put themselves through it. When they stand up, they actually have to check everything to make sure that it's still working. I mean, think about that. They're doing it. He did it without even thinking. After he was knocked, the wind was knocked out of him, he caught his breath, starts standing up, and he starts checking everything. You could see him piece by piece from the toes up to his head, checking to make sure everything works. That's a different mindset, isn't it?
Does, you know, like rugby is a huge sport all through Europe and Australia and New Zealand. I wonder if they have the same types of injuries. They have no padding.
They're brutal. They beat each other's ears off. I mean, that's a brutal sport.
I wonder if they have the same types of injuries or the CTE stuff that's, you know,
so
happens
what is
later
there?
On.
Well, maybe we take it one step further. Thinking about the kind of people now who are playing things like football. I'm just looking at a number of cases. Remember the fellow who played for the Patriots that murdered two or three of his friends or his wife or something? I don't remember what went on there. But, you know, start looking into some of these people. It's sort of like what happened to boxing late in the career of boxing itself, although there's a lot of boxing around now. These people are criminals. Here's the robbery. You see the robbery charges against former New York Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker. Then I guess they got dropped because he was, the lawyer got smart. But he was accused of robbing. He went into a party in Miami with a gun, and he brought with him Seattle Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar, and they robbed the place. It's like when OJ went into remember that room in Las Vegas where he went in to get, he was going, he went in to get, what did he have in there?
His own memorabilia. He still has to steal it back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, this is not a sport for people who are kind, gentle, and who are trying to teach their children, if you will, to be upright. It just is. People say, well, get involved in sports because it'll teach you to be a man. I remember hearing that from my father, as a matter of fact, and other people who were much more sports-oriented than I was. And, yeah, maybe it is good for you in a number of different ways, but getting hurt the way they get hurt, some sports are very good. I don't know which ones you would pick. If you were a parent, Victoria or Jennifer, what would you pick for your children in terms of athletics? What would you say? Why don't you play this, Johnny, or why don't you go into this sport?
Probably see what they were good at first. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't even have an aversion with my kid playing football, to be honest. I mean, if that was something that they really loved to do. I just think it's a really weird thing that they do that kind of check to their system without even thinking. I understand why people like football. I will probably watch football again in the future. I'm not trying to, you know, destroy everybody's enjoyment of the sport. I just, it's a big risk. You know, it's a big risk. But the same thing can be said. I mean, look, wrestling, and I'll use this as an example. Wrestling in high school is actually pretty safe because they have a lot of rules. But how many professional wrestlers have you seen who've done the same thing? They have the traumatic brain injury. They've had the same instances where they've hurt their families.
Like football players.
Some of them. Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't, and I don't know that there's any sport other than baseball where you're not putting yourself at risk. I mean, basketball to the same extent, not as much as football, but certainly you're running around. You have no protection. Hockey, they have protection, but there's still a lot of risk.
Hockey's got a lot of, of head traumas. Yeah.
Yeah, you and I have been talking about that for years, Jennifer, and you're like, oh, hockey's one of them. It's a very dangerous, very, and the, you talk about thugs. There are probably more thugs involved in hockey than any other sport. Including
in
football.
What way?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're all Canadian farm boys.
Right. Hockey, they just like, get it out on the ice.
Yeah.
All their years of being bullied, probably for being.
Yeah.
All right. In a moment, the White House. Well, maybe not the White House is launching a signature beer. I looked at the story at the first.
Oh, jeez.
Slide running around here.
Now I could see that after the beer summit with President Obama, but I don't. I mean, like, why would the White House have a beer?
All right, well, we're going to keep you from, we'll keep the beer quotient down a little bit so we keep the pounds off. That's one way of staying healthy the right way. Don't drink so much beer. Another way of doing it is to get yourself on the Calitren program, Calotren, Calitren, the weight loss formula that does not involve you getting into crash diets. You don't have to take a lot of drugs, no stimulants, that sort of thing. Just understand. Read the information that comes with this. So much information now on so many of these various programs that do help you lose weight. This is so smart because it is not only a great weight loss program, but it's a healthy supplement for lots of other reasons. You can read the details, what it does for your joints. And Jennifer talks about it all the time. She takes it before she goes to bed so she gets a good night's sleep. And that's what that's part of what the collagen does, as a matter of fact. It's safe. And you don't have to keep buying it. You don't sign up when you go to the website, give them your credit card number, and then, you know, expect every month they're going to send you more stuff and charge you more. No. You buy what you want, buy what you need, and that's it. You don't have to, you know, that's why I say get the best deal right now is 3 and 3. Buy 3 at the regular price, get 3 more months, or get the Belly Buster, 3 months worth of that. Help yourself. It's the perfect supplement for everybody in your family looking to lose weight the natural way. Clinical studies prove Calitren works. That's the deal. Find out what it is and how it works. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV at checkout. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you make sure that you get that 3 and 3 deal. But even if you didn't get it, this product works. It's so fabulous. So many people have gotten on it over the years. Clinical studies, I'll repeat, prove Calitren works. What more do you need? Your own experience. Go get it at toploss.com.
Hey there, it's Dolly Parton. My friends at Cracker Barrel and I want to invite you to tune in to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade for my special performance. And to make it even more special, you can enter to win a VIP viewing experience by sharing your favorite holiday traditions. So, we're starting the holiday early by giving a VIP watch party package with a pink rocking chair signed by me, my new Holly Dolly Christmas album, a Macy's gift card, and, of course, a Cracker Barrel breakfast for the whole family. Share your favorite Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tradition at crackerbarrel.com/VIP. I know some of my favorite holiday traditions are the tree trimming and baking that comes with the holiday season. And if you're excited about that, then I bet you'll love my new Christmas album. You can get a Holly Dolly Christmas at your favorite Cracker Barrel Old Country store or online at shop.crackerbarrel.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See what has a letter. License in all 50 states. NLS Consumer Access.org, number 33.
So I said to the ladies during the break at the bottom of the hour, hey, the White House has a new beer, huh? Because I looked at the story quickly and it turned out it wasn't the White House after all. Shucks.
No.
It's the Waffle House, which is easily confused these days with the White House.
They have a lot of waffling.
Yeah, right. That's good, Jennifer. Right. So they're getting an official beer that smells like bacon. Beer and bacon.
I can't handle
that is
all the
a combo.
Bacon-printed stuff. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, there was a Waffle House that started serving beer a couple of years ago. Now they've collaborated on a beer in, thanks to... what is it? Oconee Brewing Company, which is in Greensboro, Georgia. That's pretty near their Waffle House headquarters. Waffle House Bacon and Kegs.
That's a cute name.
6.5% red
ale. And that's
ale
no joke for beer. 6.5%.
I know. Especially that mixed with the Waffle House.
Yeah.
So the scent of bacon stands out, apparently, according to the brewer. The malty sweetness of the beer blends perfectly with the salty, savory, and smoky bacon extract that they've used to create this quote-unquote delicious and unique beer. Bacon and Kegs pairs well with breakfast food. It can be also enjoyed alone. To hammer the theme home, the package displays the beer's name in the style of the Waffle House sign alongside an additional illustration of a Waffle House restaurant. So for now, kegs, bacon and kegs will be available in six packs.
Hey, you're a Waffle House expert. I think
I love Waffle House. It's
do they
it's
serve
really
other?
Good.
Do they serve lunch or is it all just breakfast all the time?
Well, you can get the menus available 24 hours a day. You can have waffles. You can have they give you steak and eggs and hash browns and stuff
so
like that.
So it's an all-day menu.
Oh, yeah, it's all day.
But can
all
you get, like, let's say I want a turkey
hours.
Sandwich. Can you get a turkey sandwich
probably
at the
not.
Waffle House?
No,
okay.
Probably
so
not.
So it's mostly breakfast, sandwiches. But a breakfast all
yeah.
day.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then a can of bacon and kegs. There you go. Have that. I don't know that that'll bring me in. But they're all, the Waffle House are very consistent. That's one of the things I like about it. No matter where you go into one, they're pretty much all the same. And they have
not consistently good, not consistently bad. But consistent.
I don't know. I just there's something about them. There's something about the.
I know
Waffle
you
House
love the Waffle.
House. I
gotta go, whatever. But I feel like I should only go with you. I think it would be the only.
Okay,
one.
Well, you got it. They don't have any in the
we'll
Southwest.
Have to go
pretty much
I
in
know.
the mid central states and south. It's 10 before the hour. DJV program.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. If Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour on the DJV program. We have Victoria zooming into, get this, you see where I'm going here with this, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Zooming into a new security feature from Zoom.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah.
Well, the new security feature will now let you temporarily pause your Zoom meeting so that you can kick out the Zoom bombers. And those are the disruptive people who bomb into your Zoom call. And so now, instead of being able to just block them, which you can do, but now you're allowed to temporarily pause the meeting so that nothing embarrassing happens when someone Zoom bombs you. So as we all know, during the pandemic...
Have you had that happen to you in any Zoom meeting? I do a lot of Zooms.
I don't do a lot of Zoom meetings, so I've had friends who are running Zoom meetings from various schools and things like that, and they've had plenty of people, bombing in. So yeah, it is a problem, and you know, it's for Jeffrey Toobin, it clearly was a problem because that ended his career. So
yeah.
You know, people have had a lot of Zoom mishaps. I hear hilarious stories all the time during quarantine, how everyone's working from home and lots of people forgetting that the camera is on or people forgetting that the microphone isn't muted and lots of embarrassing stories. But as we know, Zoom usage has skyrocketed during the pandemic, and so a lot of hackers and pranksters have found many ways to invade Zoom calls. So the new security feature, you'll be able to suspend the meeting to block bad content from being shown, and you can also report the Zoom bomber to the Zoom security people. If you're in the meeting or if you're running the meeting, all you have to do is click the security icon while you're on the call and then just click suspend participant activities. And then when you do, all video, audio, and in-meeting chat, annotations, everything that's being shared will be suspended so no one can steal the information. So it's an important security measure. It's unfortunate that so many people are bored right now and are bombing into Zoom calls, but At least Zoom is staying on top of it. I know. It's crazy. So in April, Zoom announced a 90-day feature freeze to fix privacy and security issues. As we remember back in the spring, they got so inundated and they just got so busy all of a sudden. It was this huge surge in business and Zoom couldn't keep up. But I think for the most part, Zoom has figured out a lot of their issues at this point. It seems to be a lot more of a streamlined process now.
All right. Here's a way for you to watch a sort of tractor beam used by the Arizona DPS.
The Geek Out.
Pretty commonly seen in space battle scenes is the use of the tractor beam, the ability for one craft to reel in the other via some sort of invisible ray that grabs hold and can pull that object back in. Alas, tractor beams are the stuff of sci-fi, but back here on Earth, we can enjoy the real-life grappler police bumper. Now, while not exactly new, the device has found a bit of viral fame recently with a video from the Arizona DPS. The grappler bumper is mounted on the front of a police car and basically lassos the back wheel of an offending vehicle, allowing the police to apprehend it. Here, an SUV is brought to a halt in short order, and it's kind of cool to watch. So we've tweeted the video for you to check out over at The Geek Out.
We have a special announcement from Dell. They're giving out new doorbusters every weekday and up to $400 off cutting-edge XPS and Alienware machines with Intel Core processors, all with complimentary shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, up next, who knew Hulu was going to increase its prices?
Yep.
Here we go again.
We're expecting
yet another
this
one
month.
Of these. Huh?
Yeah. Here we go. Hulu with live TV is the latest virtual TV bundle to get a price hike. This time it's $64.99 a month. It's currently at $54.99, so this is a $10 per month increase for current customers. It is on par with YouTube TV, which is what I use, and I do love it. The price change will go into effect on December 18th. It will affect both new and current customers. Hulu's last increase was last year when they told subscribers they would go from $44.99 to $54.99. So exactly 1 year later, it's going up another $10. So that's $20 in 1 year. That's in 2 years. That's quite a bit. The type of packages were originally meant to help cord cutters who still wanted access to live programming like news and sports, but they didn't want to pay the big cable fees, which is why I cut the cord years ago. However, prices have been increasing across the board, and so content gets
more
expensive.
Every week we talk about another price increase with one of these guys. So.
Yep. So content's getting more expensive. Companies are, you know, they have to pay to license it. They obviously pass the cost on to the customers, and so the monthly cost keeps going up. So Hulu with live TV is actually still growing as a service. They have more than 4 million customers, which is actually a million more than what YouTube TV has. And so they're at the top of the price tier at this point. You can still have much cheaper options, like Sling TV is only about $30 a month, but, you know, you're going to sacrifice a lot of programming options. They just don't carry as many channels.
All right. So there it is, Boohoo on Hulu. I like my repertoire today. Boohoo on Hulu.
On point.
Very nicely done. Thank you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.